Mary is one and two.
To Jody Duffy, abortion is personal. As a young Army officer, she was date raped. She had an abortion.
Janet, Matt, Kelly.
Now, 30 years later,
we will be.
Her sign reads, "I regret my abortion."
I will never judge somebody and I won't put my finger in someone's face. I just want people to be aware of the fact that you cannot walk into an abortion clinic one day and think that you're going to walk out the next minute being the same person that you were when you walked in.
Duffy is on one side of the passionate debate. Yasmin Iarsi is on the other.
What we want to do is lower the rates of abortions. We want to join them in that fight, but we want to do it through more rational means, which is sex education and birth control access.
This is the 40th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion, known as Roe v. Wade.
Extra, extra.
Each year, tens of thousands make a right to life march to the high court. Young Americans like Christiane Hawkins were born after the landmark decision.
This generation, my generation, those of us who survived legal abortion, we're a pro-life generation.
But the pro-life arguments run counter to a recent NBC Wall Street Journal survey. The survey shows 70% of Americans don't want the right to abortion overturned. Father Frank Pavone leads the anti-abortion group Priests for Life.
We have very powerful forces in America to shape public opinion and to defend the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood, for example, very well-funded organizations, much of the funding coming from the government itself, that have created this public perception that this is a respectable activity.
Marcia Greenberger is an attorney specializing in women's law. She says the issue is political.
Nothing is ever secure forever. And that because of this determined minority and a pretty quiet, complacent majority, there have been people put on our federal courts who are bound and determined to limit or even overturn Roe v. Wade.
Some of those judges are here at the Supreme Court, but there is no immediate plan to review Roe v. Wade. In Washington, Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.